Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Age of Caesar, Five Roman Lives, by Plutarch, translated by Pamela Mensch and James Rom, read by Michael Page. Preface. James Rom. By 31 BCE, after serving as a battleground for Rome's civil wars for more than a decade, the cities of mainland Greece were exhausted and starving. In rapid succession, the great generals and political leaders of the age, Pompey, Julius Caesar, Brutus, and Octavian, had despoiled the region's food stocks to feed Roman troops. Finally, in flight from Greece after his defeat at the Battle of Actium, Mark Antony tried to extract one more shipment of grain from the citizens of Chaeronea, the smallish city-state in Boeotia near the oracular site of Delphi. Greeks who lived there were whipped by Antony's soldiers as they carried loads of grain across nearly 20 miles of rough terrain to the Gulf of Corinth, where the retreating ships of Antony and his lover, Queen Cleopatra of Egypt, were waiting. Among those pressed into this ignominious service was one Nicarchus, the great-grandfather of Plutarch. They had made one trip of this kind, and when the second load had been measured out and they were about to put it on their shoulders, news came that Antony had been defeated, and this saved the city. For Antony's stewards and soldiers immediately fled, and the citizens divided the grain among themselves. Plutarch records in Antony, perhaps recalling what he himself had heard as a child at his great-grandfather's knee. The episode has little historical importance, but it is the one direct link Plutarch makes between his own experience and the events of the Age of Caesar.